Word of mouth.
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 From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott.
Mr. Neff, why don't you drop by tomorrow evening around 8:30? He'll be in then.
Who?
My husband. You were anxious to talk to him, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, but I'm sort of getting over the idea, if you know what I mean.
There's a speed limit in this state, Mr. Neff. 45 miles an hour.
How fast was I going, officer?
I'd say around 90.
A clip there from the 1944 film noir Double Indemnity with Fred McMurray and perhaps the empress of the genre, Barbara Stanwyck. For many, noir lived and died in those smoky black and white films and pages of dog-eared pulp fiction from the mid-20th century. Now, a Kickstarter project led by longtime magazine veterans Nancy Clark and Rip Georges aims to give the noir genre the digital age treatment with video, animation, and rich media. Nancy is co-founder and editorial director of the proposed tablet-based noir magazine. And Nancy, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's nice to be here.
Also with us is Megan Abbott. She's author of Dare Me and editor-at-large for Noir Magazine. She joined us this summer to talk about her cheerleader noir book, Dare Me. Great to have you back with us.
Oh, great to be back. Thanks for having me.
So the noir genre carries a heavy history that does feel to many set in a period of time. Megan, what does noir mean in the 21st century?
I think though we associate, I guess, original noir with the mid last century, I think to me it's such an eternal thing. It's about those urges that we can never resist. It's sort of the primitive things about ourselves that never go away. You know, lust, greed, desire, revenge. Those things are sort of permanent. And I think the more complicated the world gets, the more fascinated we are by those things within all of us that sort of remain the same. We're always going to want to open that Pandora's box. And I think noir books and films and TV sort of let us open that box vicariously.
Well, they often do. I think the noir genre often gets mixed up with horror, mystery, or crime, true crime. Do we as audiences recognize it when we're seeing it? I mean, what's on TV and film now that you think could be classified as noir?
Oh, boy, I was thinking of this as I watched the Emmys last night because it seemed like all the big shows would not exist without noir. You have, you know, Breaking Bad, Mad Men, Boardwalk Empire, Homeland. They're all about these themes. They're all about, you know, criminals trying to go straight and suburban folks taking to crime. And, you know, it's sort of like that. There's a briefcase full of money on the you know, train next to. Are you going to take it?
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, feels fresher now than ever to me.
So, Nancy, you're going to work trying to put this genre onto a tablet format. Why not a print magazine?
Well, I think eventually we'd like to have a print product, but there were two reasons. One was strictly economic. The largest expense for a publication is the paper and the ink and the distribution. Another aspect was distribution, that we want an international audience. This is a genre that's popular everywhere. And maybe the biggest reason was that we wanted to integrate rich media, video, audio, animation, in a medium that the noir is reflected in.
Right, it's kind of open for that.
It's open, exactly.
Well, how about the first argument there? Economics, how are you going to fund it? Is this going to be a subscription model?
Yes. We're hoping that the millions and millions of fans of books and television will want to learn more about the genre on an international scale.
Mm-hmm. So Kickstarter is where you're going to appeal. It shows on the Kickstarter page for this some features, some content lined up, some fabulous photos, authors already agreeing to come on board. So, Nancy, what can readers expect in this first issue and in general?
Well, the first issue, we have a pretty terrific lineup. We have immense support from the community, Megan specifically. But in the first issue, we've got a Q&A with Michael Connelly about his new book, The Black Box, about getting Harry Bosch ready for his close-up and the future of the Bosch clan in either the LAPD or not. We have a piece by Tom Nolan on John Banville, Benjamin Black, and Raymond Chandler. Lindsay Fay has written an original graphic novella for us that's being illustrated by Ken Hooper.
Well, this is really going to be packed.
There's more. We have a piece on Damian Lewis written by Homeland.
Damian Lewis, who got the best actor for drama last night at the Emmys.
That Damian Lewis, and written by Annie Jacobson, who wrote the New York Times bestseller Area 51, and it's a completely different kind of look at Homeland than you would get in mainstream press.
Nancy, why go to Kickstarter for this? I mean, well, it sounds to me like you've got such a lineup, you could easily get advertisers for something like this.
I think it was getting the initial startup capital. The two people that I spoke to that are comfortable with funding film projects for a lot more money both wanted to own it. And that gave Rip and I, Rip Georges, who's the other co-founder, and I, the feeling that maybe we want to own this ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe this is a good thing. And we didn't need a huge, huge amount of money. So Kickstarter, in the wake of Howler Magazine and Tomorrow, just seemed like a very good place to go.
Mm-hmm. Howler Magazine is the soccer magazine that got funding initially on Kickstarter. It's been very, very, very successful.
Exactly. And Tomorrow, which was the Good Magazine crew out here in Los Angeles, they changed the format and that crew said, well, we've got one more magazine at least in us, and they went to Kickstarter. So we thought this might be a good place to get seed money.
How about for you, Megan? I mean, this is a whole new format for you as well. You're a writer. You know, now you're going to have this multimedia platform to work with. What do you hope to do as editor at large?
Well, it's just really thrilling, you know, speaking of the sort of opportunities with the tablet. I mean, one of the ways to keep noir sort of all ages and not this sort of antiquated thing mm-hmm. is that you see noir in video games and graphic novels and all this sort of younger generation media, and that's such an opportunity with a tablet to have interaction with the magazine, to connect directly to, you know, there was a huge video game last year called LA Noir, and there's just such an opportunity there to get younger audiences, to get something really exciting and dynamic. So it feels really great to be a part of something that seems to be on the cutting edge, to coin a phrase.
Well, but I always think of it as very male genre. So it's interesting, your involvement in it. I mean, do you think that's true? Do you think it's fair, I guess?
It certainly is historically true. It's certainly true of the mid-century, but I think what we're seeing now with something like Homeland, to return to that, is that it's certainly an opportunity for powerful female characters, and we've seen that a lot in television. We see it on Mad Men as well. Mm-hmm. We see it a lot in books, and so that seems sort of key to it to me as well, that it's more than just the femme fatale.
Right. It's the Mildred Pierce. It's the
working woman. Exactly. Exactly. And women like dark things. Women read crime fiction, I think, 2-1 to men, so, and true crime 3-1. So there's, you know, women are just as bad.
Well, Nancy, you put the project on Kickstarter, well on your way to $35,000 by the first week of October. Are you going to make it?
I'm assuming we will, yes.
And what happens if you don't? Someone goes missing, a mysterious disappearance at the office?
That's a suitcase full of money.
Well, we could always hope for the suitcase full of money. No, if that's the case, Rip and I will go to Plan B, and we'll go look for more traditional fund outlets, banks and such. I'm pretty confident that we will make it. Projects that get to 20% as quickly as we did generally do. There's always a flurry at the end, or so I'm told.
Well, all the best to you.
Thank you.
Nancy Clare, co-founder and editorial director of Noir Magazine, and author Megan Abbott, editor at large. Megan, thanks so much for joining us again.
Great. Thank you so much.
You can link to their Kickstarter page to have a look at the proposal. It really is worth taking a look, and to our previous interview with Megan about her new book, Dare Me, at wordofmouthradio.org.